On Friday, a week after she discovered a broken window in her Jeremy Ranch home, Park City School District Superintendent Jill Gilday officially filed a report with the sheriff's office. Sheriff's Lieutenant Andrew Wright says Gilday was out of town that week and filed the report when she returned. A deputy began the investigation Friday afternoon by speaking with Gilday, who reported hearing glass break in her home the morning of November 1st. The deputy then visited the home to look for evidence and inspect the broken window.
It was, in fact, a kitchen window that had been broken. And when he looked at it, he realized that it was the inside pane of the window that had been broken. Of course, he went outside to ensure that there wasn't an additional break on the outside pane, just to verify that what he was seeing from the inside of the house was the same on the outside.
Wright says the deputy noted no damage to the outside of the residence. The deputy confirmed with a local glass company that the damage on the inside of the window was likely due to a temperature differential within the glass.
When the sergeant showed the photos of the break to these window experts, they did say those look similar to those associated with temperature fluctuation. They call it a stress break or a stress fracture that is usually a defect with the glass, and that can happen over time to any window depending on defects and, again, that temperature fluctuation.
The deputy reported his findings to Gilday and closed the case a few hours after it opened, Wright says, when it was determined no vandalism had occurred.
She was relieved, of course, to find out that this most likely, she realized that this probably was not a targeted attack, that it was actually exactly what it ended up being, a defect in the glass. Of course, the sheriff's office were very grateful that that ended up being the case and that we didn't have a bigger issue within our community.
The Park City School District purchased Gilday's home in 2018 for more than $800,000 to provide housing within school boundaries for Gilday and future superintendents. The district is making $200,000 in repairs and safety upgrades to the home's driveway. In a statement to KPCW, Park City School District spokesperson Melinda Colton said the district is grateful for the immediate response in the investigation, and district leaders are relieved the negative social media comments didn't escalate to negative actions. Colton added the superintendent is grateful for the kind gestures shown to her by the community the past week. Colton ended the statement by saying the district is moving forward with the business of educating students. For the full statement, visit kpcw.org. Park City Board of Education President Andrew Kaplan recently told KPCW that the incident, quote, was definitely vandalism, though he was unsure of the circumstances. Kaplan said he believed social media comments around the repairs to the home's driveway had escalated tensions within the district, resulting in the alleged vandalism. I'm Emily Means, KPCW News.